This recording is the memorial service for Sarah Ann Sampier, held at St. Philip's Episcopal Church on April 6, 2024. The remembrances are given by Sally Versace, Chris Law, and Scott Sampier. The readings are by Emily Damron and Sandy Sampier, and the homily is by Father Eric Williams. We pick up partway through the very first remembrance.
Non-judgmental empath who had the ability to draw you in with her genuine calm and kindness, giving those around her support often without even saying a word. Sarah had numerous groups of friends, among them her church friends, work friends, neighbors, Tennesseans, and her six college roommates. In 1964, seven young women, Sarah, Eileen, Mary, Jan, Joanne, Chris, and I, became college roommates at EMU in Ipsy. Little did we know that that would be the beginning of a 60-year friendship that withstood all of life's trials and tribulations, but also blessed us with great joy, laughter, and a lifelong love and respect for each other. Wherever life would take us, Sarah was always a meaningful part of that journey. After spending 2 years in the dorm, where our adventures included sending a cab to pick up our Domino's pizza so often, I think we made Tom Monahan a millionaire, and we made spaghetti in our popcorn popper. Five of the seven of us moved off campus to a questionable bat-infested old house at 507 Emmett. We scheduled our classes so we would be home at noon to watch Jeopardy. Our college priorities were playing Jeopardy, snacking on our ever-present Kool-Aid, popcorn, and chips and dip, attempting to learn how to cook, and attending as many classes as necessary. Sarah was often the voice of reason as we experimented with our newfound independence. Somehow, we all managed to graduate.
With diplomas in hand, we ventured forth with Sarah, Sally, and me, sharing a grown-up apartment while maintaining what would be lifelong bond with the other four. We worked, dated, fell in love, and eventually all seven of us had new permanent roommates, husbands. Our marriages did not dilute our friendships, but allowed them to flourish. We cleverly incorporated our husbands into our established habits, replacing Jeopardy with Trivial Pursuit. Many an evening found the women very competitively pitted against the men. Sometimes we even let them win, but not too often. As time went on, we continued to be important parts of each other's lives. We socialized, traveled, laughed, cried, and always rallied when one of us needed just a little extra. Even when distance separated us, we remained close. With her calm demeanor and wisdom, Sarah was often the glue that held us together. The roommates' relationship was very much like a good marriage. We were there for each other for whatever life threw our way. Through all stages of life, in sickness and in health, through hip and knee replacements, failing eyes, weight fluctuations, the ever-increasing wrinkles, and obviously much more serious health issues, and the painful loss of spouses. Our beloved Sarah's passing has created a distance that the roommates have never had to navigate before. But we will hold Sarah close in our hearts. Our bond will never weaken. And Sarah, if you're listening, please check to make sure there aren't any bats in heaven, just in case we're lucky enough to be roommates once again. Thank you.
No matter what time I got home from a late night out or how old I was, Mom insisted that I wake her up to let her know that I had arrived home safely And during those rebellious teenage years, I held my breath, crept up by her bedside, and alerted her very so gently not to set off a full investigation or interrogation as to my whereabouts that evening. She would need to know all the details of what went on. As we come together today, Mom would be delighted to know we are here to celebrate her life and have a few laughs at the memories we all share. Mom was a Livonia public school teacher for 35 years. When not in the classroom, Mom was teaching us valuable life lessons. My favorite lesson from Mom was when she would tell me, "Scott, think not for the moment, but for the future." Typically, this came across when I had made a bonehead mistake or was in a bit of hot water. However, as I make judgment decisions today, her voice constantly flows through my mind. Most often, the answers aren't the easiest or the quickest route to the solution, but put in the extra time and effort, it will set you up for success in the long run. These ongoing conversations continue to stay with me, and they are ever so priceless. Some of my favorite times with Mom was tagging along with her and my dad on their road trips. Mom had a spirit of adventure that pushed the boundaries to the limits. Backcountry roads in Tennessee, off-limit roads in the Hawaii rental car, just hours before my mom watched me walk down the aisle at my wedding, fall colors in the Upper Peninsula. Mom was an avid traveler, all 50 states, European cruises, African safaris, and her most favorite, the Holy Land, several years ago. She had a thirst for knowledge on local culture and customs. Mom was constantly making new friends, and she never stopped learning. Mom was the glue in our family. She organized family reunions, prepared Sunday dinners, baked delicious chocolate chip cookies, was always looking for Kleenexes, mystery trips with the neighborhood crew, reading books, helping with homework, stepping in as a teacher for Sawyer and Elin during the homeschooling pandemic, college roommate rendezvous, Friday afternoon wine parties, vulgar boatman canoe trips, pottery club, volunteering at the church, cribbage at Blossom Ridge, and the healthcare professionals she met at Henry Ford Hospital. Her network of relationships goes way beyond my scope. Her legacy lives on through all of us. It is so important to continue to tell her stories. Mom was an incredible fighter. What mattered to her most were people. She was surrounded by love until the very end, and her only concern was us. It became a true circle moment when we sat at her bedside, ensuring her that everything will be okay. Your guidance shaped us into the people we are today. This once again put Mom's mind at peace, knowing everybody was safe. Coming to grips with grief is an ongoing back and forth challenge. I'm starting to realize acceptance of suffering is not defeat. Learn to love those things that we wish had never happened. If I cry, it's a beautiful thing. I hope this grief stays with me because it's all the unexpressed love I didn't get to tell her.
I invite you to stand as you're able. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you this day our sister Sarah. We thank you for giving her to us, her family and friends, to know and to love as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your boundless compassion, console those who mourn. Give us faith to see in death the gate of eternal life, so that in quiet confidence we may continue our course on earth, until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Most merciful God, whose wisdom is beyond our understanding, deal graciously with all of Sarah's family and friends in their grief. Surround them with your love, that they may not be overwhelmed by their loss, but have confidence in your goodness and strength to meet the days to come. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the reading from the Scriptures.
But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good, because God tested them and found them worthy of himself. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones as he watches over his elect. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
This is from Revelations, book 7, verses 9 through 17. I looked and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Our help, our healer. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Sarah and Tom and I came to St. Philip's around the same time, and Sarah was one of those transformational leaders here who would say to me, "Now, Eric, I think we should have a greeters ministry here," and then she would organize it, right? Because that was Sarah. She took charge and organized, and I watched her do this even with her own illness and even with Tom's illness. She just took matters in hand and very matter-of-factly dealt with one problem after the next and didn't seem to get overwhelmed by anything. She just kind of tackled it all. And right at the end, my last visit with her at the hospital, when she had just been told, "No, there's no more we can do. We've tried the last treatment, this experimental treatment that's been around for a year. We tried that. Nothing's working, you know, just this endless round of C. diff." I mean, some of her experience of cancer was truly miserable. And yet, you know, she had that indomitable spirit. But when I was with her in the hospital, she had this incredible peace about her. And I could see her saying, "Well, okay then, if this is it, this is it." And she went on hospice, and within a few days, she was gone. I could just see her mind going, "Well, I guess this is it then. All right, we'll just move on to the next thing." She embraced life's journeys in all of their different manifestations. I love that she and Tom got to all 50 states, their bucket list trips. I remember when I talked to them several years ago, they were down to the last couple finding a way. Even though, you know, travel was getting more difficult, they managed to accomplish that goal. Journeys are really important, and of course, Sarah, as you heard in Scott's eulogy, one of her significant journeys was to the Holy Land. In 2019, a group of us from St. Philip's went to the Holy Land, and of all of us, Sarah had the most profound experience there. We all had an amazing, life-changing, profound experience, but Sarah's was particularly powerful. And it went something like this. You know, we would go to all these holy places following in the footsteps of Jesus. We were in Bethlehem, and we were in Jerusalem, and we were in places that you've never heard of, like Burkine, where Jesus healed the 10 lepers. And Sarah was taking it all in, but she had a problem. She fell. She was in a place, we were in this Roman city, Sepphoris, and she fell. And I said, "Are you okay?" And fortunately, she was not badly injured, but her pride was injured. She was embarrassed. How could I have fallen? Like, what's going on? And then a couple days later, we were in another of the sites, and she fell again. And we began to wonder, are you dehydrated? Is there something going on? No, everything seemed to be fine, but she fell. And then a couple days later, she fell again. And she was really beside herself. What is going on? Am I okay? I mean, I seem to be okay. She was really rattled and discombobulated. And then on our last full day in the Holy Land, our guide, Yad, took us to Jerusalem again for the way of the cross. If you've ever done the Stations of the Cross in a church, you know, you follow Jesus' path from his arrest, his betrayal and arrest, to his crucifixion. And you're able in Jerusalem to go to the actual places where some of these events took place. And we're going along from one place to another. Hi, Ann. You remember this very well. And we come to one of the stations, I think it's the third or fourth station, Jesus falls for the first time. Huh. And then a couple more stations, we're praying and singing, Jesus falls for the second time, and you probably know where this is going. A little bit later, Jesus falls for the third time. Whoa. Sarah was absolutely stunned to think about her experience in the Holy Land as being so powerfully associated with Jesus' final hours on earth. She shared when we had our group wrap-up session at the cathedral, and we were talking about the memories that we were going to take home with us from this experience. She shared movingly how she felt so close to Christ in that experience. Her own falling, her own humiliation connected her in an amazingly deep way to the experience of Jesus on Good Friday. What she didn't know, what I didn't know, what none of us knew, was that this powerful experience in 2019 was actually preparing her spiritually for what was to come. We didn't know when we got home that we were about to be plunged a few months later into COVID and all of that struggle, nor did Sarah have any inkling that Tom was about to go through his illness and death, and that very soon after she was going to go through her own experience of passion and death. I mean, following in the footsteps of Christ in this most powerful way. What Sarah didn't know, what we didn't know, was how God was using that experience in the Holy Land to equip her for this very difficult experience at the end of her life, to go through this trial and difficulty. What it meant for her, I believe, was that no matter what happened, and a lot happened, a lot of painful, difficult, tragic things happened, she was able to know in her very essence and being that God was with her, that Jesus was supporting her through all of it. It enabled her to have an amazing sense of grace and strength and peace that, frankly, I and many of us at church were in awe of as she talked about her journeys through all of these treatments and, of course, the tragic loss of Tom last year. I'm so grateful that she had that experience, so grateful that she was able to see her journey of life now in the context of God's plan of love and redemption and salvation. And I want to suggest to all of us that that's what we're here for today. Yes, to celebrate the life of this remarkable woman who could make a connection with anyone, no matter where she was or what she was going through, right? She just had that ability to make friends and connect. We're celebrating that today. I hope we'll tell all those wonderful stories. But I hope that we'll also see her story in its larger context. Because God created Sarah for a purpose, to live out her life to the glory of God and the building up of God's people in so many different ways. We're all a testament to that as we gather. Her wonderful family are shining examples of how she manifested that in her life. And so are we all, who are privileged to know her and to share a part of her journey with her. And I hope that as we celebrate her life today, we can also feel that sense that God is guiding and leading us. You know, our tour guide in the Holy Land, Iyad, who's a Palestinian Christian, he has an Arab saying whenever we're on the way to the next thing, he goes, "Yalla, let's go." And I think of Sarah when I think of those words. Let's go, let's go. Let's not stay in our grief and mourning, but let's go to do the work that God is giving us to do. Let's take a little bit of Sarah's energy and joy and vitality and love and connectedness, and let's try to do our best to go forward in our life with some of that same spirit of courage and optimism, of hope, of love, and of joy. Let's make our lives as meaningful as hers in whatever ways we can do that. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to get to know Sarah and Tom. So grateful that some of Sarah, I hope, rubbed off on me a little bit. And I hope that we will hear that call. Yalla, let's go. Let's move into this life, into this next day, month, year, future, with a deep sense that God is with us, that God is guiding and leading us into the good news of his promised kingdom. No matter how often we fall, that we will be lifted up by the powerful arms of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please rise as you're able. Let us profess our faith and the faith of the whole church together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
For our sister Sarah, let us pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "I am resurrection and I am life." Lord, you consoled Martha and Mary in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Sarah, and dry the tears of those who weep.
Hear us, Lord.
You wept at the grave of Lazarus, your friend. Comfort us in our sorrow.
Hear us, Lord.
You raise the dead to life. Give to our sister eternal life.
Hear us, Lord.
You promised paradise to the thief who repented. Bring our sister to the joys of heaven.
Hear us, Lord.
Our sister was washed in baptism and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Give her fellowship with all your saints.
Hear us, Lord.
She was nourished with your body and blood.
Grant her a place at the table in your heavenly kingdom.
Hear us, Lord.
Comfort us in our sorrows at the death of our sister. Let our faith be our consolation and eternal life our hope. Lord Jesus Christ, grant that Sarah's death may recall to us your victory over death and be an occasion for us to renew our trust in God's love. Give us, we pray, the faith to follow where you have led the way and where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit to the ages of ages. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us greet one another. Thank you. Good afternoon again. I wanted to say a quick word of thanks to Father John Muhlendijk, who's participating in the service today, to Jim Bain, our director of music, to Gregory Norbett, who is here at St. Philip's because of Sarah and Tom, one of their neighbors, who they invited to church and then found out that he was a renowned musician, composer, and a spiritual leader. And so Gregory's going to lead us in a couple of his songs today that were particular favorites of Sarah and Tom. And also our bagpiper, Jim, we're delighted to have him. And thanks also to the ECW for the lovely reception after. Anything from the family, anything you want us to know? Or walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You rose victorious from the dead and comforts us with the blessed hope of everlasting life. For to your faithful people, O Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when our mortal body lies in death, there is prepared for us a dwelling place eternal in the heavens. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God, the Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of a new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into joy of eternal kingdom. With this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing.
Glory are yours, now and forever.
Hallelujah. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Hallelujah.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith and thanksgiving. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Take and eat. Take him the body of Christ, given to you. Take him the body of Christ, given to you. Take him the body of Christ, given to you. Take him the body of Christ, given to you. Take him the body of Christ, given to you. Take him the body of Christ, given to you. Take him the body of Christ, given to you. Take and eat the body of Christ given to you. Take and eat the body of Christ given to you. Take and eat the body of Christ given to you. Take the body of Christ given to you. Please stand as you're able. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we thank you that in your great love, you have fed us with the spiritual food and drink of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and have given us a foretaste of your heavenly banquet. Grant that this sacrament may be to us a comfort in affliction and a pledge of our inheritance in that kingdom where there is no death, neither sorrow nor crying, but the fullness of joy with all your saints, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
Into the arms of God, into the arms of love. May peace be with you as you go into the arms of God. Behold the Holy One now welcomes you with joy.
Come now to the part of the service called the commendation. This is the time when we are handing Sarah back to the God who made her and who has loved her all her life and receives her now with joy. Please join in the words that are printed in italics. Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints,
where sorrow and pain are no more,
neither sighing, but life everlasting. You only are immortal, the creator and maker of mankind, and we are mortal, formed of the earth, and to earth shall we return.
For so did you ordain when you created me, saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All of us go down to the dust. Yet even at the grave we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints, where sorrow and pain are no more,
neither sign, but life everlasting. Amen. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Sarah. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God alone. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Good job. Hold. I said you didn't really give it a coat this year. I think it's off. Thank you. Good homily. How are you doing? Okay? Great. Great to see you.